Listening to Space Coast Daily Sports Shorts, and it is my pleasure to welcome back into the Brevard County fold here a Brevard County native who currently has taken his talents to Tennessee. And what I mean by that is a former defensive MVP, Space Coast Daily Friday Night Locker Room 2015 defensive MVP in high school football, former Vieira Hawk athlete, defensive back, kick returner, Mr. Jay Boyd. Jay, it is a pleasure to have you back on one of my shows talking Jay Boyd. How are you?
Doing good, Mr. Allen. How you been? Thanks for keeping in contact with me and staying, you know, in touch with me and seeing how I was doing and following up on me on the season. It's a pleasure to be back. I'm happy you guys got in touch with me. I'm happy to be here.
No question about it, Jay. I wrote in an article that I wrote about you that will be published tonight and tomorrow that you were missed not just on the field, but you were missed off the field too because your charisma, your genuine nature to talk to us, the interviews you gave, they were always one of my favorite, and I know they were Steve and Orville's and Zach's favorite too, so it's good to have you back on. Jay, how's college life treating you, my friend?
It's going pretty good this semester. I finished up pretty good with the grades and everything. Everything went as planned. The classes are not too hard. They're pretty long, I say that. But for the most part, college life is going good. I finally I declared my major in nursing, so it'll be pretty fun.
Well, congratulations on that. That's a tough field, but I know you've got the drive and the focus to get it done, and I'm sure those grades will stay right where they need to be, Jay. And let's talk about before we talk about this year and all your accomplishments this year, because there were quite a few of them. Let's go back real quick a year ago. This year, the Friday Night Locker Room at Space Coast Daily, we got to go back to Camping World Stadium as the Cocoa Tigers won the Class 4A state championship. And last year, your team, the Vieira Hawks, took us on a fantastic ride all the way over to the Class 7A championship. First of all, do you often think about that season last year?
All the time, man, all the time, especially the state game for the most. I think about it probably every day, to be honest with you. But it's pretty fun as I get back and I talk to the players, you know, that was on the same team as me, and go back and visit Coach Mays and Coach Smith and Coach Minnie and all of them. Like, we all talk about it. We still talk about the good times we had and all over the whole 4 years that we was there. Like, last year was our ultimate, you know, favorite year because we did go to state. We came up a little bit short, but it was pretty good. But still, we all still talk about the times we had and talk about it. It was pretty fun. I miss being Hawk.
Yeah, no question. It was fun to cover that team. Do you stay in touch with a lot of the guys that you played with last year?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For the most part, all of us are still pretty close. You know, me, Trevor, Trey, Alex, Hayden. And we all still talk to each other and stay in contact, see how each other's doing, try to keep everybody's head focused and still, you know, make sure that brotherhood is strong throughout the rest of our lives.
Talking to Jay Boyd, former Vieira Hawk defensive back, now Tusculum Pioneer defensive back, true freshman, started this season. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. I want to talk about your coach because you're playing for a guy there at Tusculum that is very familiar to a lot of people here on the Space Coast of Florida. And he's familiar to people here on the Space Coast of Florida because of his dad, Gerald Odom, who coached at Merritt Island for forever, took Merritt Island to the zenith of high school football here, winning state championships. And, of course, his son, Jerry Odom, is the head coach at Tusculum. Talk a little bit about what it's like to play for Coach Odom.
It's honestly probably it's very different. It's fun, but it's very different. It's very exciting. Like, I was pretty used to, you know, playing up under Coach Odom and stuff because we always went to JU team camps when he was there. So I knew a little bit about Coach Odom and how he coached and how he ran things and, you know, did his practices and everything. It's very fun. It's very fun. It just, like, he got a lot of excitement, and the guys that he brought in with him we're a pretty good program. Everyone's still new, but they're going to build a program from the bottom.
Yeah, there's no question. If anybody can turn Tusculum around, it's Coach Odom. I certainly got the pedigree to do it. In fact, one of his very good friends is John Wilkinson, the head coach of the Cocoa Tigers. I believe he and John played together at Merritt Island when they were teenagers in high school together. And I think Jerry went off to Florida to play, and John went off to coach. So there's always a connection to Brevard County when it comes to success in high school and college football. We're talking to Jay Boyd here, Tusculum Pioneer defensive back. And Jay, of all the guys that look, and I have followed all of you this year very intently, very closely, and I left you guys alone during the season because I know you're concentrating on grades and focusing on getting used to the college game. Before we talk about your accomplishments, tell me about some of the differences between the college game, lining up in a defensive backfield at Tusculum, and lining up in the defensive backfield at Vieira. What are some of the noticeable differences you knew right out of the gate?
Right out of the gate, I knew it was probably the difference in weight-wise playing in college football. I knew right out the gate it wasn't going to be a whole season where I could just hit people how I wanted to, left and right, whatever, whatever, but I could still make plays. But at the same time, I had to understand and respect the fact that a lot of those guys are 2 to 3 years older than me, but at the same time, I'll still be able to match my game with their game. It's just I have to hit the weight room.
And look, I was checking out a couple of your photographs online, and I was looking for just that very thing. I wanted to see how much bigger you had gotten, and I was checking your arms out. Your arms have gotten bigger, so you definitely have been hitting the weight room, Jay.
Yes, sir, trying to a little bit.
And then, Jay, look, everybody this year, I think, I'll give you an example. The biggest success story aside from yours this year in college football, at least from Brevard County, Brian Langford Johnson, he was Big Ten Freshman of the Week for Purdue. He rushed for 150 yards and a touchdown in a victory over Indiana. But you, my friend, had arguably, no question about it, the best year out of anybody that left Brevard County last year to go play college football. First of all, I want to congratulate you on a fantastic year. You were the South Atlantic Conference, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, South Atlantic Conference Defenseman Freshman of the Year. Congratulations there. Not only that, but throughout the course of the year, you were Defensive Player of the Week, you were Special Teams Player of the Week, and you were the only freshman in D2 football to be nominated for the defense's most prestigious award, which is the Cliff Harris Award. You were one of the finalists, Jay, for outstanding defensive player in small – call it small college football, but D2, it's no different than Florida Tech, you know, for people that want to get kind of a gauge.
Yeah.
I hate the way they put that. But it is the Defensive Player of the Year Award for D2, the Cliff Harris Award. You were a finalist for that. A senior ended up winning it, but you were the only freshman nominated for that award, Jay. I before I get your thoughts on that, I just want to tell everybody that what Jay did this year was nothing short of amazing. On kickoffs this year for the Pioneers, Jay averaged a sack conference best nearly 26 yards per return. That was 37th overall in all of NC 2A Division II. He had a 95-yard return for a touchdown in Tusculum's 38-28 road win over Catawba, and the 95-yard return was the third longest in Tusculum program history, not to mention the fact he had 5 interceptions this season. I believe that tied for let me just make sure here. Didn't that tie for the conference lead, Jay?
In the conference, I was number one in the conference for interceptions and number 10 in the nation with the interceptions and everything.
No, that's just 44 tackles, 6 tackles for a loss, 3 press breakups, had a forced fumble, recovered a fumble. Jay, you did it all this year. Obviously, the adjustment to college football came a little bit easier for you than it did a lot of guys. Talk about how that adjustment – talk about your success this year, Jay, and how you achieved that.
It was all just preparation. I mean, like Coach Mays and Coach Smith and, like, all those guys that we had in high school, they all been around D1 players and college athletes and got
college players and players to the league and everything like that. So it was always a preparation. Like, we were always preparing to, you know, to win the season and come out at the end of state to win state. But even after the season, like, they got us prepared for the next road and have us prepare for college and know how we're going to get coached at college and how what things are going to be expected of us when we do get to college. So I think that was pretty much the main thing that helped me out a lot. They made sure that we were prepared for when we did go off to college. Like with Trevor had an amazing season this year over at Bethune, and he even did himself. He was starting this year and everything. Like everybody that went or that had the desire to go play and wanted to play and really put forth the effort and listen to what the coaches were talking about, we all came out successful. So Alex went over at Eastern Kentucky, and he played. He did a very good job this season as well. You know, everybody we all did our part and prepared the right way. So when we did get to college, we would be able to run with the older guys and still play like we knew how to.
And aside from the fact that you were a freshman, you still garnered all-conference accolades, both as a defensive back and a return specialist. Just an amazing year for you. And I want to know, so take me through your 95-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. So take me through the play, and when you realize you're going to score, I've interviewed you. I've got a chance to know you a little bit. I can only imagine the excitement on your face as you saw green open up in front of you. Take me through the play.
Yes, sir, I did. It was crazy because right before the play, one of our coaches out at Tuscaloosa, he had told me he played at Tuscaloosa also, and he was like one of his players had ever ran one back at versus Catawba at Catawba, and I was like, I'm gonna get him today, and he was like, all right, we'll see. And the play before I ran it back, I had gave up the touchdown. I was mad. I had got beat on the pass route. I was angry, and I was like, man, I got to get it back for my team. We can actually win this one. Let's get into it. Let's go. And he kicked it to me. I hit the hole. By the time I got to the 50, it was probably like the 45. I realized it was just me and the kicker. And the only thing I had to do was beat it to the outside. And once I got to the outside, I was like, yeah, it's over with.
And, you know, you guys – started off in your first seven games this year, you guys were 1-6, but then you were down at the half against Limestone. You come back in the second half. You lead a comeback with two picks in that football game. What did Coach Odom say in the locker room of that game? Because that was homecoming. That's obviously a special game. You've got all the alumni here. Here you are, freshman Jay Boyd, who comes out and sparks your team. I believe it was the first pass play of the second half you picked off and set the tone for the comeback for Tuscaloosa.
Yes, sir, it was.
What did he say at halftime?
He just told us to just keep fighting. The whole season we have been fighting, but we were shooting ourselves in the foot and giving up the big plays and the plays that we knew that we should stop. So he just told us the whole time to stay focused and keep fighting. That's one thing that he knew about us the whole time, that he said he was proud of us throughout the whole season, is one thing that we always kept fighting to the end. As long as we keep fighting, he will always be proud of us. So that's all we did. We just took him to our hands and just keep fighting and get his win for everybody that was back on the road watching. I mean, that was back home watching.
Well, Jay, I know that and before we get off here, I'm going to ask you about what your future plans are here. But before we get to that, I want to ask you a little bit about college life in Tennessee. Tuscaloosa is I believe one of the oldest colleges in Tennessee. It's a religious school. Talk about life on campus at Tuscaloosa.
It's pretty fun for the most part. I mean, it's a small campus and a private school and everything. So everyone, you pretty much know everyone on campus. So, well, not everyone, but the majority of people. So everyone it's pretty fun. It's quiet. It's beautiful scenery. It's a beautiful campus. Like everything around it, like it's nice mountains and everything in the backgrounds and stuff. So it's a lot of, you get to see all four seasons other than like being in Florida where you only get one. So I get to see the show and everything like that. Get back, so it's going pretty good. It'll be cool.
Let me ask you, how have you adapted to the cold, being a Florida guy?
It's not too bad. It's not too bad at all. And you know how I'm originally from Greenwood, South Carolina, so it's not that bad.
I
could experience the coldness and the snow and everything like that. So I wasn't. It's not. It wasn't too bad for me to adjust, but you know, you got to put on a coat and everything every once in a while.
How's the nightlife treating you?
Just come again. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, how's the nightlife treating you?
Oh, it's going good. It's going good. I don't do too much. I like to just sit around in a dorm, play video games, stuff like that. In high school, it was
all
funny because in high school, one of the interviews I was watching where I said I never played video games, but once you get to college, you have to pick up something to do.
What video games are you playing these days?
Pretty much just 2K, 2K17 and Call of Duty. That's about it.
Play with on 2K?
Just the boys at school. Just the boys that.
No, I mean, like,
Oh, the Cavaliers. Cavaliers. I'm a huge LeBron fan.
Cavaliers, okay. All right, look, we're going to have to hook up and play because I play some 2K myself. So we're going to have to get down online and play a little bit. Play some 2K.
Oh, yeah,
so I'll get with you on that because, look, I'm a gamer too, and I like to, when I have time, sit down and play a little bit. So we're definitely going to have to hook up there. Where does next year at this time and 2 years at this time, what is your future, Jay? What would you like to see happen as you move forward in your college career here at Tusculum?
Oh, to continue to be successful, man. That's the ultimate plan, to come out with a degree at the end and successful enough to where, you know, I would be able to provide for my family. And as far as that goes, hopefully with football-wise, hopefully I can, you know, have a chance to make it to the league, just like every ultimate athlete's dream. But if I don't, hey, I'm majoring in nursing, so I'll most likely become an RN at the end of that and find a good job somewhere, you know, making nice money. People always be sick around the world, so majoring in nursing,
yeah, no
I'll
question.
Always have somewhere to go work at.
That's no question. What do you miss most about home?
The people. And probably Friday night,
yeah.
Nights, not even gonna lie.
Yeah.
The Friday nights was amazing with the games and stuff like that, and probably, like I said, mostly just the people.
Do they have house high school football there where you are? Is it as big there as it was here in Florida?
I'm not very sure because I throughout the season we didn't catch very many games and stuff like that. Because we always in meetings and things like that when other teams had games. But I know the only school that's close to us over there, I think, is Greenville High School, which is over there too. But they seem like they're a pretty good football team. We went out and watched them play just once. It seems pretty cool, but, I mean, ain't no football like Florida.
No, that's for sure. Finishing up here with Tusculum defensive back Jay Boyd. And, again, it's definitely worth mentioning that Jay – with a phenomenal freshman year for the Pioneers and Coach Jerry Odom. Jay, of course, was all conference accolades as both a defensive back and a return specialist. He averaged nearly 26 yards per return this season. He had 5 interceptions, which led the conference. He had 44 tackles, 6 for a loss, 3 pass breakups, a forced fumble, recovered another, and Jay was the only freshman to be a Cliff Harris Award finalist, which is the best defensive football player in Division II and III football. He was the only freshman to be recognized and one of only 2 rookies amongst the national finalists for the Cliff Harris Award. And it's also important to keep in mind that when you're talking about the Cliff Harris Award, it's presented annually to the nation's top small college defensive player of the year, which represents more than 5,000 defensive players from almost 500 NCAA, 2, 3, and NAIA colleges and universities. So just a phenomenal job by Jay to have accomplished all of that. And Jay, I'll bet you didn't know that we were watching as closely as we were for me to kick out with a limestone reference in that game. See, we're watching here.
Yeah, I actually had no idea. Once you had messaged me yesterday, I had just woken up from a nap, and I seen it, and I was like, oh, look, it's my guy from Friday Night Locker Room. And then I looked at him, and I was
right.
like, oh, he stayed.
Out of you here at Space Coast Daily in the Friday Night Locker Room, and, of course, here in Brevard County. We're very proud of your accomplishments this year. Importantly, we're proud of the man you are off the football field as well. We miss you in that aspect, and, of course, we miss watching you under those Friday night lights here, and good luck and congratulations for everything. And we will be talking to you again next season, Jay.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I'm glad you guys kept in touch.
He is Jay Boyd, former Vieira Hawks defensive back, and now the defensive back for the Tusculum Pioneers. You can catch Tusculum Pioneer football by just simply logging on to their website during the course of the season and checking out their live streaming of the games, much like you can with Florida Tech. Jay, thanks so much. Good luck. And if you need anything from us here, don't hesitate to give us a call. Thanks again, Jay.